and I will worship you.
Help me shake the hands of seven people. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord.
And I will worship you.
Please be seated. We have had the first segment of the service this morning, which is the service of message through songs. As Dr. Michelangelo used to introduce them in those days, message through songs that has impacted our lives and is still impacting us. We're going to the second segment of the service. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and 2. Welcome. I believe that things happen to people, and I trust the Lord that before the end of the service, anything that is striking that you would like us to know, we will know. We are in a season where anything is possible. God is just doing anything and everything. On the Tuesday healing and deliverance service, incredible miracles of a young man who literally passed out. And there were different accounts, including that of his father, that he was totally gone. And in fact, when he came, he also told stories that corroborated the fact that he must have gone, because he said how he was on his journey going and he was called back and so on and so forth. And then last night we had the Apo church planting crusade, or rather church planting program. And in the course of the preaching, while the ministration started, I mentioned that God was healing somebody that was invalid, brought in immobile. Woman with a spinal cord situation, accident, cord compression, and so on and so forth. And as soon as I mentioned it, the pastor told me, he said, a woman like that is in the car. They brought, is right in the car. My PA said, they have said that when the program is over on my way out, I should just lay hands on her inside the car. God didn't wait for that. She was healed, rushed to the altar, danced on the altar. See her dancing there in purple. After a spinal cord situation that brought her into the service invalid and immobile. That is the kind of God and the kind of power and miracles we are seeing in this day. Standing on her feet like that, everyone who saw her was shocked and amazed. Father, we give you the praise. And I told the people yesterday, if God can make that woman stand on her feet and walk and dance like that, every single thing that is grounded in your life is coming back alive. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. And say aloud, amen. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. He said, arise, shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Arise, shine. The subject is above only by action. Action. Understanding, our objective is to understand those actions that guarantee our above only existence. The actions that can guarantee our above only existence. In life, vision is good. Decision is good, but they are not enough to guarantee our destination. Decision is excellent, it's perfect, that's the beginning. Vision, excellent. But they are not enough to guarantee your destination in life. Take note of the three things I'm about to say. First, in life, outcome is the product of action. Outcome is the product of action. Positive outcome is the product of positive action. No action, no outcome. Number two, effect is the product of effort. Effect is the product of effort. Positive effect answers to positive effort. Meaning is, no effort, no effect. There are people trying to see effect in life without effort. It doesn't work. Number three, impact is the result of impute. If anybody is going to see impact, he must release impute. No impute, no impact. There is nothing like something for nothing. So having defined our destination in life, that is decision. That this is what we want above only, is what we want. True decision and vision. The next thing to do is to define our conditions. Every destination is tied to conditions. What are our action steps? I am going to look at three of them in this service and three in the next service. The first one is called diligence. Diligence. Dash. Embrace diligence if you want to go to the top, if you want to exist above only. Proverbs chapter 22 and in verse 29. The Bible said, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. He shall not stand before ordinary people. He shall not stand before queer men. Diligence. Diligence is the doorway to eminence. Whether it is spiritually, career-wise, financial-wise, seest thou a man diligent? His place is not with ordinary people. Where you stand is not determined by the devil. Where you find yourself in life is not even determined by God himself. God will breathe upon your effort. But where you stand tomorrow is determined by how diligent you are today. Note it down. Where you stand tomorrow is determined by how diligent you are today. Where you stand tomorrow is determined by how diligent you are today. Please note the following. First, I said, diligence is the way of eminence. Number two, work determines worth. Work determines worth. determines worth. Three, hard work equals high flight. When you see a man who works hard, you have seen a man who must fly high. Fourth, life is never easy for the man that is lazy. It can never be easy. Life is never easy for the man that is lazy. Number five, rulership is the outcome of diligence. Proverbs chapter 12 and in verse 24. Rulership is the outcome of diligence. Say, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. The slothful shall remain under. The diligent shall remain over. Rulership is the outcome of diligence. What is diligence all about? I define diligence first. Diligence is brutal commitment to duty. When you are brutally committed to duty, brutal commitment. It is not a haphazard commitment. It's not a half-hearted commitment. Brutal commitment to duty. Number two, diligence is giving the task at hand all you have got. Giving the task of your life all you have got. Giving the task at hand, all you have got. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. It says, whatsoever thine hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Giving the task at hand, all you have got. What is diligence? Number three, it is the combination of energy, the mobilized. All right, say it like this. It is the synergy of energy and strategy. To fulfill destiny. The synergy, when you are not now. Energy means hard work. Strategy means brain work. Hard work plus smart work. There are those who work hard, but they don't work smart. They work very hard like the wheelbarrow pusher. When you pull hard work and mix it with smart work to fulfill destiny. Diligence. Diligence. The synergy of energy and strategy. And fourthly, diligence is allergy to laziness. Allergy, aversion to indolence. Whatever you will do to kill the spell of laziness, to kill the spell of indolence. It's diligence. There's no shortcut, whether it is spiritually or any realm, there is no shortcut to the top. When you look at the scriptures, you are going to see people in scripture that were hard and brutal workers. And if our first example is our Father in heaven, John chapter 5 and in verse 17. Jesus answered them and said, "My Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. My Father is walking till now, and I am walking." The Father is walking, the Son is walking, the Holy Spirit is walking. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in verse 11, we are seeing the walking of the Holy Spirit, where it says, "But all this walketh, that one and the same Spirit divided to every man severally as he wills." The Holy Ghost walketh. The Father walketh. The covenant fathers walked. Second example, Abraham. Abraham stepped into battle himself. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 14 to 16. "And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan." That was a man about the age of 90 or more. "And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them." Abraham went to war by himself. In the night, and pursued the army of the people that kidnapped his nephew Lot. Isaac was a brutal worker. Genesis 26, verse 18 to 22. We saw how the Isaac was digging wells. The Philistines were blocking it, but he kept on outdoing them. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. Keep going on all the way to verse 22. "And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, 'The water is ours.' And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, 'For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.'" He kept on digging, walking, and outworking the adversary until he reached Rehoboth. If you will not be tired of walking, you will definitely reach the place of your enlargement. Say that again. If you won't be tired of walking, no devil can stop you from reaching the place of your enlargement. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. That was Isaac, what of Jacob? Jacob labored in the house of Laban in Genesis 31 and in verse 40 to 41. The Bible said, he said, "Thus I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus I have been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle. And you have changed my wages 10 times. Brutal labor for 21 years. Brutal labor for 21 years. So it is impossible for Isaac, impossible for Isaac not to be on top. Brutal labor for 21 years. Beloved, the Bible says, having done all to stand, stand. Until you have done all you need to do, you are not qualified to stand. Nobody can stand in life and stand out until you have done all you need to do. Having done all to stand, stand. You are trying to stand when you haven't done all. You are trying to stand out when you haven't done all. A man by the name Jerry Falwell was the founder of Liberty University. When he started a church, I believe it was in 1974. He pastored about 5 people. And the church refused to grow for 5 years. 5 people. Jerry Falwell. Every day he will wake up and knock on 100 doors. Raw evangelism in America. Raw. Raw evangelism. I am here to preach to you. To invite you to our church. Someone will slam the door on his face. Say, invite me to what church? I have my church too. 100 doors every day for 5 years. Church remained 5 people. But he gave it brutal work. And when you see, it is persistence that wears out resistance. And when he persisted in this brutal duty for 5 years, boom, the church, the obstacle crumbled. The limitation broke. Before his death, Liberty University is the topmost university. He was a counselor to American presidents. Church grew into thousands. Their studio was one of the studios that Hosanna Integrity used a lot for worship productions. That was the kind of brutal work the man walked before he saw results. Am I communicating at all? Missionary to China. Trying to remember his name. Hudson Taylor. Then there is this other one to India. If I remember his name, I'll tell you. He translated the Bible into many Indian languages for 8 years. The translation, printing press got burnt. All the translations burnt. People came to him and he said, haven't you wasted your time? He said, no. This fire has done 3 things for us. Number one, fire has burnt away all the mistakes we made in the translation. Number two, fire has given us the opportunity to do it better. Number three, fire has also made people to know about our work. William Carey, thank you. British Christian missionary, translator, social reformer, and then cultural anthropologist who founded a Singapore College and, yes, in India. That is William Carey. He worked brutally. And at the end of the days, another translation came out. Many translations in Bengali language that ministered to many people. One of the major challenges of our generation is laziness. That is what has made internet fraudsters. So the brain he should have used for invention is using the brain on how to steal money from people's account. Commanding the name in our prayer. While we are praying, there are other people streaming the prayer on their account. In fact, somebody did a fake Facebook page. Dunamis International Gospel Center. L. The I changed to L. And then he's streaming the midnight prayer live and prophesying fake to people. 3 days ago, right? We saw it was all manner. They don't want to walk. They want to sit down and then go on online or do something and then crookedly it has just arrived. That devil is a bastard liar. I was preaching in Ethiopia morning and night, right? From Ethiopia went straight to Kenya. Brutal preaching. I carried files from here walking. She snapped me while I was walking in the aircraft. I said, and I didn't want her to post it. Book on the table. Hours of flight, no sleep. While I was there in Kenya, the acoustic album is released. Still coordinating that I'm preaching. Somebody want to wake up one day, suddenly, he don't blow. like Bolombolo. That can easily be punctured. He's enjoying siesta and wants to still enjoy. You should rest. But when you overmarry siesta, you deliver disaster. Diligence. I want us to go over this message again. Walk until the work of your hand knows that you are walking. Until the work of your hand knows, until work himself give you a word of work. Last year I was preaching in Houston, Texas. From Houston we went to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania and preached till about 12 midnight their time. And flew from there in the night of Friday night, which is almost like Saturday morning in Nigeria already, or whatever. Flew Friday night, no, the other way. Flew Friday, 1 a.m. to be in church on Sunday morning in Nigeria. You understand what I'm talking about? It's a new day for somebody here. I prophesy today, every spirit of laziness, every spirit of indolence, every spirit of tiredness, as a young person tired, I curse that spell of tiredness now in the name of Jesus. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Help me look at somebody and say, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Arise, 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 arise. Take your seat. Let me tell you somebody here today. They may retire you, but you must refuse to be tired. You can be retired without being tired. Most of the time, the age in which they retire people at times is the age of their peak productivity. When, especially mentally, when they have acquired enough experience of life that they should deploy, then they say, come out. U.S. judges don't retire. They sit there till death. Because they need their experience over the years to administer justice. Somebody is 90 something years is there. Somebody is our own year by 70 you are gone. That is in the judiciary. There you are 90, you are there. It is death that will pick you from there. Hallelujah. Abraham was 80 years old. 75 years old when he started afresh. Moses was 80 years when he got his employment later. Somebody say, the point is, the system may work in a way in which they say, okay, this is, but you must make up your mind that your active life continues until you draw your last breath. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. I was talking with someone the other day. So, you know, as we are getting older, he's 50 something, getting older as age is coming, age is coming. Are you talking age like this? Age. Someone told me, say, if at your age, he's talking to me, if at my age, I can have such energy. He must have energy. I say, at what age? I am only 20 something. At what age? I am 20 something years old. Just that I have long experience on that age. I have 20 something years experience on being 20 something. If you think I will reduce in energy, you are just joking. 30 years to come, if Jesus tarries, leg will still be moving. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be in a hurry to age. Don't be behaving like an old man, even if they say you are old. Somebody say aloud, because the Bible said, as he thinketh in his heart. So it's your mentality affects your reality. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Number one is diligence. Number two is very brutal. It is called urgency. You want to find yourself at the top. You want to exist above only. You need urgency. I thought I would be able to preach up to three of them this morning, but it looks like I may just be ending with two. That is, dash, possess urgency. Ephesians chapter 5 and in... Alright, there is a statement I need to make that I did not make before we go. And that is, before these urgencies, massive action always produces explosive outcome. Massive action. When you act massively, whatever you do it massively. Massive action always produces explosive outcome. Now let us go. Urgency. Ephesians chapter 5. And in verse 14 to verse 15, Ephesians 5, 14 to 15, it said, wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Verse 15. See then, that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Psalm 90 and in verse 12, the Bible said, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Teach us to number our days. Please, I'd like you to note that urgency is the fuel for destiny. Urgency. You want to fulfill destiny. You require urgency. Those who are slack are left at the back. Urgency. 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 You always you need a permanent sense of urgency. I heard a story of a Kenyan, I think a marathon runner, he ran a race in marathon, and the East Africans can run, I don't know how their lungs are, and he gave the gap, the second person next to him, the gap he gave to the person is an impossible gap to close before the race was over. Huh? Record gap. But he slowed down thinking that the race had finished. Just slow down. The next person to him began to speak to him from behind. I believe it was Spanish or Italian. The second person is Olympic. He said, move, move, move. You haven't finished the race yet. Keep moving, keep moving. You have not finished. The man didn't hear the language he was speaking. He was just relaxing. You know what the second person did? That man ran behind him and put his hand on his back and pushed him to the finish line. forget the name. So someone, the journalists and pressmen began to ask the man, why did you do what you did? You could have just crossed him and won. You know what he said? He said, what is the use enjoying a victory you don't deserve? Help her. The man is clearly better, far by far. He shouldn't lose his place only because of lack of understanding. So you can't enjoy a victory that is not yours. If not for that situation, this man who slowed down would have lost out. Many have lost out in life because they slowed down too soon. Slow down. When you arrive too soon, you arrive too small. I heard that one day in East Africa, the lion wakes up with a vow to outrun the fastest antelope so he doesn't die of hunger. And the antelope wakes up in the morning with a vow to run faster than the fastest lion so he doesn't die a prey. The two people vowed to outrun which other. They said the question is not whether you are the lion or the antelope. When the day breaks and your leg hits the ground, just start running. If you don't run, you die of hunger as a lion, even though you are a lion, for failing to run, for being too proud and thinking of your status, you die of hunger. And if you are an antelope, you die a victim. Am I communicating at all? Look at your neighbor, say run. Run, 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 run. Say to somebody, say run. Run, 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 run. Take your seat. What is urgency? Number one, urgency is living on the edge. On the edge, on the edge. It is not living at ease. It's living on the edge. What is urgency? You know the way they say on your marks, get set. Number two, urgency means living on your toes, on your toes, on your toes. What is urgency? Number three, urgency means placing high value, high premium on time, high value on time. How high value? You value time. You value time. You value time. The ordinary person has no value for time, but you have very high value for time. You value time, placing high value and high premium on time. What is urgency? Fourthly, it is living and making sense on time. 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 One day, a pastor came, a bishop, I think it was a bishop. He came to our church in area one. And he said, Pastor, you run five services between 6 a.m. and 12 something a.m. How are they? 12:30 p.m. or something. How are the services divided? I said this service is like 1 hour 20 minutes to 1 hour 30 minutes. Right? And it is 1 hour 20 minutes at a point when we had 6 services. But 1 hour 30 minutes when it was 5 services. So he said, what can you say within 1 hour 30 minutes? Yeah, service. What do you really preach? When it's time for praise worship? When it's time for this? I said, okay, let me give you one message. Of the service, one of the services, so you just listen to it and know what can be said. He listened to a 30 minutes message. He said, Pastor, you said more in 30 minutes than we say in 1.5 hours. He said, what you said in 30 minutes is more than what we preach in 2 hours. He said, because we are just here. You told the story here and there. You meander here and there. He said, but here you are just giving bam, bullet, bam, bullet, bam. Because there is a difference between concentrated hydrochloric acid. And dilute hydrochloric. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. The other one has a lot of water inside, so it doesn't, it's not lethal. But once you put the concentrated acid on the skin or the cloth, it burns on the spot because so much value is put into a small volume. Value inside volume. One of our pastors, he followed me for a program in Abba in those days. He was pastor of Just Now. And when we finished ministry in that church in the morning, he told me, he said, excuse me, sir. You gave those people so much value for their time. You gave them so much value for their time. High premium on time. He said the time spent had so much. You see, it is when people don't know what to do with their lives or have zero value for time that they have the room for laxity. Am I communicating at all? I prophesy today, you will not waste the time of your life anymore. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Right, they just gave me the name of the Kenyan runner, is Abel Mutai. And then Ivan Fernandez, the Spanish runner. It was 2012 cross country in Spain. Thank you for that information. That was the man who pushed this other guy forward. Somebody say after me, say, I will not lag behind. I will not waste the time of my life. I will make sense on time. Shout the loudest amen. Living, please take yourself, living and making sense on time. When they give you time to testify, please hit the road running. So I went here, so this happened, so I concentrate the matter. Concentrate the matter. Am I communicating at all? Let it come like bomb. Make sense on time. If you are a public speaker or anywhere you find yourself, if you can't make sense in 5 minutes, you won't make sense in 50 minutes. Number four or five. What is urgency? Urgency means exchanging the passage of time with the production of value. As time is passing, value is being produced. Exchanging the passage of time with the production of value. Exchanging the passage of time with the production of impact, with the production of result. Exchanging the passage of time with the production of value. Time is passing, value is produced. Meaning that as the time passes, you can show what you did with the time. The yesterday that passed, you can show what you did with yesterday. The last month that passed, you can show what you did with the month. Whether it was a book you read, whether it was fresh information you got, whether it was fresh impact you made, you can identify. What is urgency? Number six is refusing the tragedy of time wastage. Refusing the tragedy of time wastage. The wastage of time is a tragedy. The wastage of time is the wastage of life. The world of phone, the world of internet, WhatsApp, and all these things, they are one of the greatest tools of the enemy to waste people's lives. You see somebody chatting for the last 3 hours. So how are you? I'm fine.
So did you go out today?
No.
What of you? You went out?
I'm trying to.
What did you eat? Why do you want to know? Yeah, shut up. Totally, yeah. Talking. He has not prayed for 3 hours today. He hasn't studied the word. Neither has he read the book. There are people who even get angry that you didn't answer their chat. I sent text, you didn't reply. I sent message, I called, you didn't pick. Is there any way it is written, thou must pick calls? I don't understand. You are not permitted to live your life at the mercy of anybody's pleasure. I am the owner of the phone. I can answer when I want. And I'll refuse to answer. Okay, if I'm talking to God, I should cut it and answer you. I should cut my phone call with God because somebody is calling. My phone has, there are phones that ring even in service. You understand what I'm talking about? Don't just let your life be wasted because of attempt to socialize. Those who even manufactured phone gave you the opportunity for the phone not to rule your life. They put, you can switch off the phone. You can switch off the network. You can put it on flight mode. You can even silence the phone. That one is milder. Once you silence it, all the calls that come, you will see them, missed call. Then you can respond to those that you think you need to respond to. And even these days, there are too many 419 calls. There are people who have received phone call. Man who disappeared. Did you hear that? Affliction in their body. I'm sure you heard when that was happening. From number you didn't know and you are answering. See a number you are not sure of. Maybe you send a text. Excuse me, please. Who is it? I can't identify this number. That's what I'm talking about. People put themselves in tragedy. Because of lack of control over their time. Don't let anything rule you or lord over you. And for your information, everyone here, anyone who gives you 1 second of their time, it is not your right. Anybody on earth who gave you 1 second of their time, they are giving you their life, a portion of their life. Life. You see, weight is measured in grams and kilograms. Length is measured in meters and so on. Life is measured in time. That's why it is called lifetime. We measure people with time. He's 50 years old. That is the length of time he has spent on the earth. He's 45 years old. He's 35 years old. So any time anybody gave you is a portion of his life. You should value it. You shouldn't quarrel about it. And you have the right to deprive people your time who don't have value for it. You have the right to deny people further time. You're on the phone call and somebody is talking plenty. Magana de yawa. Plenty, plenty, plenty talk. You are trying to summarize him. He refused to summarize. He said, excuse me, please can you come back? He said, so, as I was saying from the last time. So, you know what you do? Just quench the phone. Nobody knows why the phone quenched. Whether it is network or it is deliberate, the phone just ended. Or whether the battery suddenly died. Anything can happen that led to the end of the call. And there is no need for explanation. So that you don't tell lies while explaining. That's what I'm saying. You can send the text message later. I had something to attend to, so sorry. You understand what I'm talking about? If you don't value your time, you have confirmed that you don't value your life. Your life is measured by your time, and you must make up your mind to put high premium on your time. Somebody say a loud amen. Let me begin to round up now. Number, it is the refusal of refusing the tragedy of the wasted time. And number seven, it is deciding and acting on time. Urgency means you make decisions on time and you take actions on time. You are not a man given to indecision. You are not someone given to procrastination. You decide on time and you act on time. Can I tell you the difference between failures and success is most time? It is the distance between decision and action. For those who fail, the gap between decision and action is large. For those who succeed, the gap between decision and action is slim. In fact, it is almost approximately the same. They make their decisions to turn into actions in a hurry. They make decisions become history. How long did it take Abraham when God said, get out of your father's house to the land I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation? And Abraham arose. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, all the way to verse 5. Abraham departed. How long did it take Abraham when God said, offer me your son, your only son, Isaac? Abraham woke up early in the morning. God spoke to him in the night. The very next morning, he woke up and then took a 3-day journey on the spot to where God spoke to him. And then Abraham offered the sacrifice. That was Abraham. What of our Master Jesus? Or rather, look at David. David said in Psalm 90 verse 12, so teach us to number our days. That's example number two, David, so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 48, when David met Goliath, he didn't walk to him. He moved with urgency. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army. Men of impact are runners. They are runners. He ran. 1 Kings 21 and in verse 8. 1 Kings 21. David said to Abimelech, the king's business required. King's business. Was that 2 Kings 21:8? The king's business required. 1 Samuel 21:8. And David said unto Ahimelech, and is there not here under thy hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. You want to fulfill destiny, you need urgency. Look at example number 3, Paul the apostle. In Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 12, Romans 13, 11 to 12, Paul the apostle said, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is fast spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. We just read Ephesians 5, 14, all the way to verse 16. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Please, in conclusion, note that urgency undergirds destiny. Urgency.
Destiny answers to urgency. Urgency under God's destiny. Destiny answers to urgency. Also understand that time wasters are life wasters. Time wasters are life wasters. Don't waste your own life and your own time. And don't allow anybody waste your time. What do you do with your time? The most important things of life. You give spare time to spare issues. You give prime time to prime issues. Am I communicating? Prayer, study of the word. Worship, relationship with God. Seek first the kingdom of God. And then, the major assignments of your life, reading around your objectives of life, making yourself better in the things you do, deploying energy to your life's task and assignment, scheduling your day so it doesn't go anyhow. I'll talk about that in the second service when we talk about planning, which is also a department of time. Please pick the first service message and also pick the second service, because we dealt with diligence and urgency in this service. We shall deal with discipline and planning in the second service. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. You receive something today, say amen. You receive something today, say amen. Look at your neighbor, say convention has started. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You will not fail. Don't respect anybody enough to allow them to take the time of your life. Excuse me, sir. I need to be out of here in a moment. I'll get back to you shortly. Thank you, sir. While you are placing a high value on your time, your respect is intact. Yes, sir. I'll come. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Abundant salvation. So that you can deliver your life from frustration. It's better to say sign abundance than to allow your life to be wasted. You will not be wasted. You will not be wasted. There is a time to off your phone and put them aside. Just off them completely, put them aside. Completely, completely just put them aside. Am I communicating at all? There is a time to disconnect from everything and just sit down. You know, for many years of my life, before we came into what we are doing, I didn't know what it means to, what is birthday celebration. On my birthday, my wife knows, is the most intensive day of my life. I will sit down and ask myself, what did you achieve between last year and this time? Where were you this time last year? And where are you now? To what extent have you shifted? I dealt with food will not cross the mouth. Money to live in. Well, somebody said, I thank God for the gift of life. But I must give account of my age. I told my wife, I said, there is a particular age coming towards me. And it is very perplexing. It's very perplexing to me. She was laughing at me. I said, I see a particular age that is approaching me. She said, why? I said, I'm just wondering, what have I done? She said, look, sir, there are many people who are 100, who have 100 years and more, who have not seen what you have seen so far. I said, yes, I know, I'm aware, but there are things in my heart that I trust God to see. I don't want to be an old man in a hurry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will not waste your life. And listen to me, let me prophesy to you. Anybody that the devil has deliberately detained, he puts your life on a hold. And you are not making the progress you are meant to be making. You are not shifting in life the way you are meant to be shifted. Because something tied down your life.
a yoke, a body in a bondage, tie down your life. I prophesy to you today, that chain is broken. That chain is broken. That yoke is broken. That embargo is lifted. I command you to move forward.
Within the next 15 minutes, lift your hands and appreciate the King of Kings for what you have heard this morning. Appreciate him, honor him. Thank him, honor him. I'll need some people at the back up of the microphone. Lift your hands to your voice and say after me and say, Father. Say it louder, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
This morning.
This morning.
I appreciate.
I appreciate.
Your word.
Your word.
I appreciate.
I appreciate.
The message.
The message.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be glorified, Lord.
Glorify, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and thank the Lord. Open your mouth and pray. I appreciate you. Go ahead and speak. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift your two hands everywhere you are and make demands on the baptism of urgency. The baptism of diligence. The baptism of urgency. The death of indolence. The death of indolence. The death of procrastination. Lift your hands and voice and say, Father,
Father,
I make demands
on the fresh baptism
of urgency,
of
diligence.
I curse
the root
of indolence,
the root
of indolence,
the root
of indolence,
the root
of indolence,
the root
of laziness,
the root
of procrastination,
of indecision.
I curse them
now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and receive something. Lay your hands on me, O Lord. During the first session of ministration, if something happened to you and you want us to be aware of it, please you can step forward and let us hear from you. Something left you, you got a healing, you got a deliverance, something happened to you and you want us to hear from you, quickly step forward here. Lift up your hands, everyone, everywhere.
energy. Baptism of a fresh level of energy. A fresh level of urgency. We have such level of energy on this altar by his message. A fresh level of urgency. Where people will say, what is really pursuing you? What are you chasing? Why are you so restless? A fresh level of energy. A fresh level of urgency. Are you ready? Lift your hands. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. And place your hand on yourself and receive it. A fresh level of energy. A fresh level of urgency. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Receive. In your life right now, fresh grace is released upon you. Energy, urgency. Please, when you leave here today, I'd like you to clearly write out action points. I'm going to write mine. I'm about to intensify some things. What am I to do with this message? What is my action point? Write it down, and like we said, concerning urgency, make your decisions and let the time between the decision and the action be slim. Make them history in a hurry. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute. What happened?
Sir, this is Sister Peggy, all the way from Belgium. She has had chest pain for 3 months. While the administration went for, the pain is gone. Also, stiffness of the right fingers. She could not fold that. She could not bend the fingernails. Right now, that has happened. The pain is gone.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Divine intervention, visitation. Power of the Holy Ghost. You go back to Belgium with your testimony.
Sister Rosemary, she has had difficulty in breathing for over 4 months. And right now she can breathe well. Rosemary. To the glory of God. Rosemary.
Come forward. You are free. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Father, thank you for everyone right here. Thank you for their testimonies. It is permanent. In Jesus' precious name. Please return back to your seat. Those of you in the front. Stretch your hands in front of you everywhere you are. I prophesy upon your hands. And I declare that your harvest will look for you. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. What is yours? No devil shall keep back. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pick up your offerings, tithes and pledges. And while we are doing that, you are here in need of surrender to Jesus. What God wants from you is not your money now. It is your life, your soul. Bible said, what shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? Please, anywhere you are, stand up on your feet and come and surrender your life to Jesus right now. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, whatever you came to church with, and quickly come forward and surrender your life to Jesus. I'll speak. I'll give you the count of 10. Pastor, I need to hand over my life to Jesus. I need forgiveness for my sins. I am a sinner. I need to change. You have an addiction in your life. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, masturbating, lesbianism, homosexuality. Whatever lifestyle you are living. Smoking, drinking. Quickly stand up on your feet. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags. And I'll give you the count of 7. Rush out quickly. 1.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
2.
And I live for you alone.
Somebody say loud amen. You came in again, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You've come out like this before, but you know you are not living the life of a child of God. You know God is not happy with you. You want to give yourself to Him. You want Him to be happy with you. And you want to live for Him. Take, I live for Jesus day after day. And then carry your Bibles and bags and come forward. Those with the offerings, lift them higher. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. The hands lifted will never drop to bed in Jesus' name. Celebrate, justly drop the offerings. Those coming to rededicate themselves to God, don't remain seated. Quickly rush forward. God bless you.
I live for Jesus.
Please, all movements stop so far very, very quickly. Place your hand on your chest. Father, thank you for everyone here today. I ask that the hold of sin be broken off their lives. Grace to live for God, you release upon them. In Jesus' precious name, amen.